Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Yo, this is Mood Control. And you might as well pay attention if you can't afford free. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A pack of bucks. Lo and behold, one fucking with Mood Control.
Epic kind of beer.
Deprogram.
Everything to ever cure your ear.
Peck me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you take an epic kind of beer.
Oh, the non-profit organization.
Domestically produced.
Oh. hell you lose. Would you trade your farm and stay on release for this?
How you like that?
Ain't it cute? I ain't gonna hold the lettuce, the pickles, or the mustard. Possible funkability. Let the funk begin. Do anybody have change for funk? Oh yes, this is heavyweight funk. What up you two? You wanna funk around with me? Oh.
This is Mood D Control.
The home of the peace funk. The funk.
Find your warmth, cause there's someone that wants your mind.
Proven, Coco El Toro, your pieces, unfamiliar.
not render fuckable. This is Moody Control urging you to fuck on. Yo ho! Ah, don't fuck intellect here. Ideas brought to you by the makers of Urge Overkill. Do not respond. This has been a test.
Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church, and I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike, and I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets. From cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. to raise money for the tuition.
That's July
22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your networking pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball. Major League.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some
crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, let's talk Major League Baseball. Right now, the teams are in the middle of the season, and they're jockeying for position to qualify for the playoffs. So right now, the standings are as follows. In the American League, we have the New York Yankees in first place. We have the Houston Astros in second place. We have the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in third place. We have the Seattle Mariners in fourth place, and we have the Toronto Blue Jays in fifth place. That's the standings right now for the American League. And now let's talk about the National League. The standings in the National League, as the teams are jockeying for position for the playoffs, the standing is as follows. In first place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place, the New York Mets. The third place is the Atlanta Braves. The fourth place is the Milwaukee Brewers. And in fifth place, we have the San Diego Padres. That's the standing in the Major League Baseball right now in the middle of the season. And that's G-Money Sports Report for today, July 19th, 2021, 2022. All right. Well, we had a shooting in a city, and I wanted to tell you more about it. But what I found out is that they had a guy that walked into a store, and he shot two people. But there was a gun-carrying customer in the store, and he pulled out his gun and shot and killed the shooter. So the shooter only shot and killed two people, but somebody, a resident of the city that was shopping in the store that had a gun carry permit, he pulled out his gun and ended the situation in the store. He shot and killed the shooter. And that's the news for G-Money's news report for today, July 19th, 2022. Now, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story to share with you. And it goes like this. There were two friends that grew up playing baseball. They played baseball in the park when they were in grade school, and then they played on the park team when they were in junior high school. And then when they went to high school, they played on the high school team. And then they graduated from high school and they went to college and they played on two different college teams. But when they graduated from college, they went and they got married and they started raising their family. And they would meet to go to all of the local base professional baseball games, the home games in their city. And they would meet every week to go to the baseball game. And they did that for several years. And as they got older, one of them, his name was Mark, he decided that him and Brian need to make an agreement that whoever dies first, try to come back from heaven to let the other person know heaven, because they really wanted to know if there was baseball in heaven. So they agreed to that agreement for them to show back up somehow, some way. One of them was going to come back from heaven after he died and let the other one know if there was baseball in heaven. And then one day, it was late in the evening, and one of the guys had died. And like 5 years had gone by since he had passed. And one night, the windows were rattling, and the wind was blowing real rough in the neighborhood, and the other guy couldn't sleep. Mark had died, but Brian he was still living on earth, and he couldn't sleep that night. And he heard all the wrestling in his room, and he asked, he said, "Brian, is that you?" And Brian said, "Yeah, that's me. Who else do you think would be coming to visit you on this bad weather with all of the windows rattling and stuff? Who do you think would show up at your house?" And he said, "Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Now tell me, do you have good news? Is there baseball in heaven?" And Brian and David said, "Well, I got good news and I have bad news for you." And Brian said, "Well, give me the good news first." And he said, "Yes, they have baseball in heaven." And Brian was really happy, and David was pleased to be able to give him the good news. And then he said, "So that's the good news. What's the bad news?" And he said, "The bad news is you're pitching next week." Baseball is in the world, and it's in heaven also. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, "Oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory." So we went in, and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, "I see you got your lock." And I said, "Yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet."
Captain, the transport is ready.
That's it. Lieutenant Morbid, what is the condition of the planet's surface?
It is difficult to be precise. However, my instruments indicate a condition of extreme rigor mortis spreading rapidly throughout the population. Highly illogical, Captain.
A bunch of stiffs, huh? Well, set coordinates for Chocolate City and have a landing party of 9 men beamed down immediately with phases set on Funk Funk.
Very well, Captain Smirk.
Get up! We are Eternal Funk, alias the Formaldehyde Funkmen. You can't see us, but you can feel us. Get up! sound. Come on, get the Pocahontas. It is our will to let you know that we exist. So don't resist. Let it all hang out. Don't be a dead boogie, baby. You dig my heavy drift. My drift's too hip to resist. To get off on is a trip. Funk, funk.
I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story
that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. Brain fart. What was the joke and the story I was going to share with you? It was, brain fart. Oh, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Brain fart. Oh, my goodness. What was the story I was going to share with you? Oh, yeah. Okay. There was a man that was involved in a major accident, and because he was injured in the accident, he received a lot of money, and he decided that he was going to open his own business and do and be in business for himself. So he decided that he was going to hire some people to work in his business. So he had some interviews set up to come to the company that he was opening, and he was going to interview him for the job. So the first man came in to be interviewed, and he asked him, he told him, he said, well, this job is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming and hollering, get out of here. So the man left. And then the interviewer went out to the waiting room and he got a second person that was out in the waiting room, and he brought him back into the office, and he sat him down behind the desk, and he said, this position is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, sir, you don't have any ears. And the man said, get out of here. I'm sick of hearing that. And the guy left, and he went out, and he was talking to the third guy that was waiting for the interview, and he told him, he said, man, when you go in there to interview with this guy, whatever you do, don't say nothing about his ears, because he's real sensitive about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. He lost his ears in the accident. So try not to say anything about his ears. And the guy said, oh, man, thank you for the information. I appreciate the help. And if I get hired, I'm going to look out after you. I'm going to reward you with some benefits. And the guy said, okay. And he left. And then the interviewer came out and got the third guy and brought him in for the interview. And he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was like, whoa, that's amazing. I've never had anybody say anything like that about me. What made you think about that? He said, well, you can't wear any eyeglasses because you ain't got no ears to hold your glasses up with. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for today for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Girard, the teacher from the streets. When I was in high school, when I was a freshman, we had what we called a slave auction, where the seniors bought freshmen, and I guess it was a fundraiser for the senior class, and they had the freshmen that did whatever the big brothers wanted them to do for them. You know, some of the big brothers just wanted us to bring snacks for them every day in school, and some of them wanted them to wash their cars or just walk with them around campus and carry their books or buy their lunch for them at lunchtime. All of this were things that the little brothers did to get acquainted to every senior, and this is how they built unity in the school. And when I was a little ninth grader, I had a big brother, and he protected me from all the stuff the big brothers made the little brothers do. He told me I didn't really have to do anything, but I had played baseball with him and his little brother at the park. So by the time I went to Sarah High School, he was a big brother. He was a 12th grader. So he bought me in the auction because I didn't know anybody. And he bought me and took care of me and made sure that I was protected as I walked through the school. He had me escort him everywhere he went on campus, but he didn't have me doing anything crazy. He just had me bring him some snacks. And my big brother weighed about 300 pounds, and he was the catcher of the baseball team. So he was a big guy. He was short. He was like 5'7" or something, but he weighed 300 pounds. He was a big guy. And his name was Albert Collazo. I'll never forget him because he was a good big brother to me. And, in fact, because of him, during basketball season, I became a manager of the varsity basketball team, and I got my varsity letter for being a manager, and they were pretty good. They weren't great, but they were pretty good, and they had played against one of the best high schools in the nation, which was Bourbon Day High School. They were ranked number one or number two as far as the best basketball team in the nation. And so when we played against them, we really had a good game, but our guys were tall, but they weren't exactly as tall as the guys from Bourbon Bay. So it made a big difference in the fact that I got to be a manager, and that means I got to go on the road every time the varsity played somewhere. I got to be there when they played. So I was really happy being a ninth grader to go on the road with the varsity team was like something that was really outstanding. And since I knew all of the 12th graders, it was really good. So, you know, they called each other, everybody had a nickname, and they gave everybody grief about what their nicknames were. And, well, I was Black Magic. That's what they called me from the first day I went to school. Yeah, I was Black Magic. And then as I went through the school, I became Blue Magic. I was so black, I was blue. So that's what, and all the football players, when I played football, they would, all the white boys would line up and they would wipe my face and then they would wipe under their eyes like they were putting eye black on. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're saying, we're putting on our black magic. And I was like, okay, whatever. So our JV football team was pretty good. I was an outside linebacker, and I played defensive back. I started as a JV, as a 10th grader. I started playing JV. So I was pretty good. But when I went to play varsity, you know, I was late coming out to practice, so I didn't get the recognition that I deserve until, like, the middle of the season when I got to play the game that I scored. I made all the tackles in the game. But before then, I didn't get my true recognition for being as good as I was. Quarterback was Chiarty, and I can't think of his first name, but he was the big brother, and his 11th grade brother was a linebacker, a middle linebacker. And then as running backs, we had Chris Mahoney, which we call Waterhead. Yeah, because he had a big old head. He had an extra big helmet. He had a big round head, so that's why we called him Waterhead. And then we had Carlos Santa Maria, and he was short. He was only like about 5'5", but he was pretty fast. He wasn't exceptionally fast, but he was pretty fast. But he was strong. He was like the strongest kid at the school. He could lift weights. He could bench press like about 400 pounds. And he might have weighed, I don't know, like 160 pounds soaking wet. But he could bench press close to 400 pounds. He was strong. He had been in the weight room. He was real buff and stuff, but he was real short. And then we had a guy that we called Clubfoot, and his name was Ernest Robinson. He was a wide receiver, but we called him Clubfoot because he was kind of clumsy. But he'd run his patterns, and he'd trip himself and fall. And then we had Daryl Robinson, who played on the other side, and he was tall and slim. We called him Puppet because he looked like he they should have been controlling him with a puppet. A puppet master should have been controlling him. He had lines on his face, on his mouth, that made it look like he had an artificial mouth that would open and close, and he wore glasses too. So, and let me see what other guys we had on the team. William Long, yeah, Scooty. He's a doctor now. He's a doctor at Martin Luther King Hospital in Compton, and but we called him Scooty, and his older brother was the one that I pitched to when we were playing St. Eugene's. And his brother crouched down, and I couldn't strike him out. He was the first batter up in the beginning of the game. And he wasn't really a baseball player, but his coach put him in to get him in the game and get him out the way. And I ended up walking him because he was the first batter. And then the catcher missed the ball, and then he ran to second, and the catcher missed the ball again, and he ran to third, and then I struck a guy out, and the catcher missed the ball, so he had to throw the ball to first base, and John scored. So that was how they got their one run. And that's what beat me in the game. I lost the game 1-0. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
That's all. It's just a waste of time. the pain in the butt.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
And I think he got a little dick.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. It goes like this. There was a man driving an 18-wheeler down the street, and he passed a sidewalk cafe. So he pulled his truck into the parking lot and went into the cafe, and he sat at the counter, and the waitress came and asked him if she could take his order. And he said yes. He'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. He'll have a cup of coffee, and he wants a big piece of that apple pie sitting in the cabinet right there. And the waitress wrote down his order, and gave the ticket to the cook, and the man waited for his meal. Well, while he was sitting at the counter, three motorcycle gang members came in and sat at the counter next to the man. And they had their motorcycle gang jackets on, and they were a member of a motorcycle club. And when the man's food showed up, one of the members of the biker club ate his hamburger. The other member of the club drank his coffee, and the third member of the club ate his pie. And the man didn't say anything. He got up. He went to the cash register, and he paid for his food ticket, and he left a tip for the waitress, and he went out and got in his truck. And the bikers started laughing at him. They said, oh, he's a sorry man. He didn't even put up any fuss about us eating his food or drinking his coffee. Oh, he's a pitiful, sorry man. And the waitress said, yeah, that's true, but you didn't say anything about what company he works for, because he went and got in his truck, and he ran over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot and smashed them with his 18-wheeler as he rolled out the parking lot. Joke's on you. And I'm G Money. The pimp coming. If you didn't know, now you know. All right, time check, DJ. What's the time check on our radio show? This is Tuesday, and we're going to take tomorrow off. So I want to slow the show down and see what else is going on.
4:13 p.m.
4:13?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
I didn't hear you. 4:13. Okay. Well, let's play a song before we get into the birthday party part of the show. I want to play a song called Old School Flow. And that's a song collaborated by my radio engineer. So, DJ, play the song that you wrote for my album. And we'll be back for more of the show and talk about the birthday list in a minute. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, pick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue steppin' crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All
all of my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm the money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp dummy. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, I'm G-Money, and I just played one of my favorite songs for your listening pleasure, so you can pick it up in the store, in the record store pretty soon. It's going to be available for release, so you can take it to the club and let the DJs play it for the audience in the nightclub, because they will be bumping my song. Because I am the rapper, the singer, the comedian, and the actor entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. Now, since the clock on the wall is getting ready to say that's all, let's do the birthday shout-outs for all of my fans and my friends so that we can announce and give them a shout out for their birthday today, July 19th, 2022. So DJ, Papa D, do we have any birthdays and my fan base and my friends and listings of fan club members that we can shout out for their birthdays today? On the 19th of July, 2022?
Yes, sir. We have some birthdays today. First up is Michelle D. Johnson. Happy birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday to Belinda Griffin White, who is a Zeta. Happy birthday to Carmia Fuqua, who's an AKA. Happy birthday to Mr. Curtis Cox, who is a Sigma. Happy birthday to Eugene Garvin, who is an 81-year-old Omega Psi Phi. Happy birthday to Jewel Brown, 27 years old today, and Jewel is a Zeta. A happy birthday to Dean Anthony Smith, who is 54 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Carolyn Waddlington, who is also a Zeta. And that's it for birthdays. So happy birthday to your fans and everyone else whose birthday is today, July 19th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody all around the world that's celebrating their birthday on the 19th of July. I know God has blessed you with a lifelong to be alive this long and still living and doing what you do. So we want to give God the grace and the glory and give him the praise
for allowing you to live a long time, because every day's a good day. One day is better than the next day. We just keep on praying. All right, well, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I have a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. Happy birthday, y'all. And remember, when you're getting all your greetings and all your presents from all your friends and your family, remember, you can call me, because I'll come and share the party with you, because we know that ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Say it again, G-Money. Say, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. That's right. Say it again, G-Money. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me. I'm the big pill. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And now it's time for me to say adios, arrivederci, assalamu alaikum, and all that goodbye stuff. I'll see you on Thursday, as we're taking tomorrow off because I got some personal business I need to handle with my accountant. I got to check my bank account. So I'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock with my radio show. So, DJ, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the
school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.